My thoughts kept coming full circle back to that. Would he be in danger right now if I hadn't insisted that he put on that harness? If I hadn't shoved him under that rope ahead of me, would he still be up there under the knife, dying? Could I really have been that arrogant to assume, based on one glance at Guard's face, that I not only knew the future, but had the wisdom and the right to decide what that future should be? Maybe it should be me up there. I didn't have a wife and a family waiting for me to come home. I'd expected Charity to scream and throw things at me. Maybe I even wanted that, because while I intellectually understood that I had no way of knowing what was going to happen, and that I'd only been trying to protect my friend, a big part of me couldn't help but feel that I deserved Charity's fury. After all, it reasoned, I'd gotten her husband killed as surely as if I'd murdered him myself. Except that he wasn't dead yet, and thinking like that was too much like giving up on him. I couldn't do that. I looked up at the podium, where whoever would presumably be when someone was there delivering the sermon. I know that we don't talk much, I said, speaking out loud to the empty room. And I'm not looking for a pen pal, but I thought you should know that Michael makes you look pretty good, and if after all he's done, it ends like this for him, I'd think less of you. He deserves better. I think you should make sure he gets it. If you want to bill it to me, I'm fine with that. It's no problem. Nobody said anything back. And while we're on the subject, I said, I think the rules you've got set up suck. You don't get involved as much as you used to, apparently. And your angels aren't allowed to stick their toes in unless the bad guys do it first. But I've been running some figures in my head, and when the Denarians pulled up those huge signs, they had to have a lot of power to do it. A lot of power. More than I could ever have had, even with Lashio. Archangel power. And I can only think of one of those guys who would have been helping that crew. I stood up and jabbed a finger at the podium, suddenly furious, and screamed, The Prince of fucking Darkness gets to cheat and unload his power on the Earth twice! And you just sit there being holy while my friend, who has fought for you his whole life, is dying! What the hell is wrong with you?
I guess this is a bad time, said a voice from behind me.
I turned around and found a little old guy in a dark blue coverall whose stenciled name tag read, Jake. He was pulling behind him a janitor's cart with a trash bin and the usual assortment of brooms and mops and cleaning products. He had a round belly and short, curling silver hair that matched his beard, both cropped close to his dark skin.
Sorry, I'll come back later.
I felt like an idiot. I shook my head at him.
No, I'm not doing anything. I mean, you're not keeping me from anything. I'll get out of your way.
You ain't in my way, young man, said Jake. Not at all. You ain't the first one I ever seen upset in a hospital chapel. Won't be the last, either. You sure you don't mind?
No, I said. Come on in. He did, hauling the cart with him, and went over to the trash can in the corner. He took out the old liner.
You got a friend here, huh?
Yeah, I said, sitting down again.
It's okay to be mad at God about it, son. It ain't his fault, what happened, but he understands.
Maybe he does, I said with a shrug,
but he doesn't care.
I don't know why everyone thinks he does. Why should he? Why would he?